Aries, March 21 to April 19. If we were to choose one person to illustrate the symbolic power of astrology, it might be Aries financier and investment banker J.P. Morgan, 1837 to 1913. His astrological chart strongly suggested he would be one of the richest people of his era. The Sun, Mercury, Pluto, and Venus were in Aries in his astrological house of finances. Those four heavenly bodies were trined to Jupiter and Mars in Leo in the house of work. Further, Sun, Mercury, Pluto, and Venus formed a virtuoso, finger of God, aspect with Saturn in Scorpio and the Moon in Virgo. Anyway, Aries, the financial omens for you right now aren't as favorable as they always were for J.P. Morgan, but they are pretty auspicious. Venus, Uranus, and the north node of the moon are in your house of finances, to be joined for a bit by the moon itself in the coming days. My advice. Trust your intuition about money. Seek inspiration about your finances. Taurus, April 20 to May 20. The only thing new in the world, said former U.S. President Harry Truman, is the history you don't know. Luckily for all of us, researchers have been growing increasingly skilled in unearthing buried stories. Three examples. 1. Before the U.S. Civil War, six black Americans escaped slavery and became millionaires. Check out the book Black Fortunes by Shomari Wills. 2. More than 10,000 women secretly worked as codebreakers in the Second World War, shortening the war and saving many lives. 3. Four black women mathematicians played a major role in NASA's early efforts to launch people into space. Dear Taurus, I invite you to enjoy this kind of work in the coming weeks. It's an excellent time to dig up the history you don't know about yourself, your family, and the important figures in your life. Gemini, May 21 to June 20. Since you're at the height of the party-hearty season, I'll offer two bits of advice about how to collect the greatest benefits. First, ex-basketball star Dennis Rodman says that mental preparation is the key to effective partying. He suggests we visualize the pleasurable events we want to experience. We should meditate on how much alcohol and drugs we will imbibe, how uninhibited we'll allow ourselves to be, and how close we can get to vomiting from intoxication without actually vomiting. But wait, here's an alternative approach to partying, adapted from Sufi poet Rumi. The golden hour has secrets to reveal. Be alert for merriment. Be greedy for glee. With your antic companions, explore the frontiers of conviviality. Go in quest of jubilation's mysterious blessings. Be bold. Revere revelry. Cancer, June 21 to July 22. If you have been holding yourself back or keeping your expectations low, please stop. According to my analysis, you have a mandate to unleash your full glory and your highest competence. I invite you to choose as your motto whichever of the following inspires you most. Raise the bar, up your game, boost your standards, pump up the volume, vault to a higher octave, climb to the next rung on the ladder, make the quantum leap, and put your ass and assets on the line. Leo, July 23, August 22. According to an ad I saw for a luxury automobile, you should enjoy the following adventures in the course of your lifetime. Ride the rapids on the Snake River in Idaho, stand on the Great Wall of China, see an opera at La Scala in Milan, watch the sun rise over the ruins of Machu Picchu, go paragliding over Japan's Asagiri Highland Plateau with Mount Fuji in view, and visit the pink flamingos, black bulls, and white horses in France's Camargue Nature Reserve. The coming weeks would be a favorable time for you to seek experiences like those, Leo. If that's not possible, do the next best things. Like what? Get your mind blown and your heart thrilled closer to home by a holy sanctuary, natural wonder, marvelous work of art, or all the above. Virgo, August 23 Sept. 22. It's an excellent time to shed the dull, draining parts of your life story. I urge you to bid a crisp goodbye to your burdensome memories. If there are pesky ghosts hanging around from the ancient past, buy them a one-way ticket to a place far away from you. It's okay to feel poignant. Okay to entertain any sadness and regret that well up within you. Allowing yourself to fully experience these feelings will help you be as bold and decisive as you need to be to graduate from the old days and old ways. Libra, September 23, October 22. your higher self has authorized you to become impatient with the evolution of togetherness. You have God's permission to feel a modicum of dissatisfaction with your collaborative ventures, and wish they might be richer and more captivating than they are now. Here's the cosmic plan. This creative irritation will motivate you to implement enhancements. You will take imaginative action to boost the energy and synergy of your alliances. Hungry for more engaging intimacy, you will do what's required to foster greater closeness and mutual empathy. Scorpio, October 23, November 21, Scorpio poet Richard Jackson writes, "The world is a nest of absences. Every once in a while, someone comes along to fill the gaps." I will add a crucial caveat to his statement: no one person can fill all the gaps. At best, a beloved ally may fill one or two. It's just not possible for anyone to be a shining savior who fixes every single absence. If we delusionally believe there is such a hero, we will distort or miss the partial grace they can actually provide. So here's my advice, Scorpio. Celebrate and reward a redeemer who has the power to fill one or two of your gaps. Sagittarius, November 22nd, Dec. 21, poet E.E. Cummings wrote, "May my mind stroll about hungry and fearless and thirsty and supple. That's what I hope and predict for you during the next 3 weeks. The astrological omens suggest you will be at the height of your powers of playful exploration. Several long-term rhythms are converging to make you extra flexible and resilient and creative as you seek the resources and influences that your soul delights in. Here's your secret code phrase, higher love." Capricorn, December 22nd, Jan. 19. Let's hypothesize that there are two ways to further your relaxation, either in healthy or not so healthy ways, by seeking experiences that promote your long-term well-being or by indulging in temporary fixes that sap your vitality. I will ask you to meditate on this question. Then I will encourage you to spend the next 3 weeks avoiding and shedding any relaxation strategies that diminish you as you focus on and celebrate the relaxation methods that uplift, inspire, and motivate you. Aquarius, January 20th, Feb. 18. Please don't expect people to guess what you need. Don't assume they have telepathic powers that enable them to tune into your thoughts and feelings. Instead, be specific and straightforward as you precisely name your desires. For example, say or write to an intense ally, "I want to explore ticklish areas with you between 7 and 9 on Friday night." Or approach a person with whom you need to forge a compromise and spell out the circumstances under which you will feel most open-minded and open-hearted. P.S. Don't you dare hide your truth or lie about what you consider meaningful. Pisces, February 19th to March 20th. Piscean writer Jack Kerouac feared he had meager power to capture the wonderful things that came his way. He compared his frustration with finding a river of gold when I haven't even got a cup to save a cupful. All I've got is a thimble. Most of us have felt that way. That's the bad news. The good news, Pisces, is that in the coming weeks, you will have extra skill at gathering in the goodness and blessings flowing in your vicinity. I suspect you will have the equivalent of 3 buckets to collect the liquid gold. Homework. Name one thing about your life you can't change and one thing you can change. Newsletter.freewillastrology.com